every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Man, it's the first day of December. It's almost time for 2026. Man, oh man. But we got a lot to talk about because it was a very busy weekend. Obviously, we had Survivor Series on Saturday night, and it was there. It was all right. So we'll give you the results of that show here today. Can't say it lit the world on fire, even among WWE fans. But we've got a Raw show tonight, which is very weird. I'll tell you about that when we come back from the break. They've announced certain things, but not others, and I cannot for the life of me figure out why. We also got NXT TV on December 2nd. That's tomorrow. We got four matches announced for that show, four matches for Dynamite, including some Continental Classic matches, and a bunch of news. We got health updates on both Joe Doering and Jonathan Gresham, the good and the bad. We have a potential Ronda Rousey fight coming up, which thank God Filthy Tom is here today, because this sounds like a horrible idea. We got the update on the World Tag League. We got a ton of news from this weekend. The new issue of The Observer is the biggest issue that's ever been published on the site. 2 weeks worth of news. There was a lot coming out of that, including an update on Chris Jericho. Jushin Liger coming out of retirement. More on Ric Flair and his comments about Hulk Hogan that we talked about last week. Roosh, which I think we talked about on the show, but perhaps not. And then, of course, we do have, in fact, all of the news from the War Games show, Collision, and SmackDown. If you would like to contact us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, He'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today.
What's going on?
I don't know. What's up, bruh?
A whole heck of a lot.
Yeah.
And not a whole lot at the same time.
Well, we're going to talk about the Survivor Series, all the news, everything like that. I wanted to start with two things and then a third thing. Okay. First off, I want to wish the best to Joe Doering. He continues to battle brain cancer. There is a GoFundMe, which has been posted by his sister-in-law, Mandy Bond. There's a link to it on my X, at Brian Alvarez. You can also just search in GoFundMe. But he has been battling brain cancer for 10 years. He's on his third brain tumor. He's underwent radiation and his first round of chemo to continue for at least 5 more months. Joe and my sister put so much determination and resilience into Joe's fight over the past 10 years, hoping to help alleviate some financial worries that naturally come along with medical bills, combined with my sister needing to take some time off work to accommodate Joe's multiple medical and rehab appointments. So, third battle with brain cancer for Joe Doering. So all the best to him, and hopefully that GoFundMe does really well. Actually, the last time I checked, it was this was last night. They'd raised a fair amount of money. So I can actually check right now. Almost $5,000 so far. I think this went up yesterday. So all the best to him. And then we have good news for Jonathan Gresham, who in August woke up unable to use the left side of his body, struggling to talk, was taken to the hospital. He'd suffered 2 strokes. So it has now been announced, GCW announced, that he's going to be returning to the ring for the JCW show Sunday, February 1st. So he's made a strong enough recovery that he is back in action.
That's Jersey Championship Wrestling?
JCW, Jersey Championship Wrestling.
Well, there's also Juggalo.
Game Changer has announced Gresham will return to the ring for Jersey Championship Wrestling.
Got you.
He's not returning for the... Although he might! I don't know, man. I don't know. So, but that's good news. So, all the best to Jonathan Gresham as well. Also want to wish the best to Lash Legend Trick Williams. They are now engaged. They got engaged over Thanksgiving. Trick Williams said in the video that they filmed that, "I was going to wait. I'll do this later, but I feel it. Everybody being here, I'm thankful for God, thankful for Unreal. And, I mean, hey, listen, I'm so happy they're getting married, but my first thought when I saw that was, this guy's getting called up. They're celebrating. They're all going to the main roster. They're all going to make a lot of money." One of the funniest promos of the year was when Trick Williams talked about how he was going to get called up to the main roster. I forget what he said. He was going to make a lot of money. He said he was going to move to the suburbs, that he was never coming back to NXT again. It was an incredible promo. So all the best to those two as well. All right, before we get into all of the other news, I want to give you a chance since you're here. We got to utilize you in some way.
Thank you.
What is going on with Ronda Rousey?
Like, what is going on with Ronda Rousey? Personally, I have no idea. However, it was reported today that by Lance Pugmire, who I believe works for the LA Times, so he's a reputable source, that there are negotiations to have Ronda Rousey fight against Katie Taylor. Now, for those of you who are not aware, Katie Taylor is inarguably the best current female boxer, maybe the best female boxer of all time, perhaps one of the most skilled boxers of all time, certainly in the current era. She is 25-1. She has avenged that one loss to Chantel Cameron. She is the undisputed lightweight and, I believe, light welterweight, lightweight and super lightweight champion of the world. She is, I struggled earlier to think of a mismatch that this would be akin to, and I am still struggling. Like, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor was certainly a closer fight than this would be. Ronda Rousey, not known for her striking ability or her ability to handle punches. And this is something that she herself has actually alluded to in interviews. So, you know, there was talk about, what is Ronda Rousey doing? She's back in shape. She's training all the time. What is it for? Is she going to compete again? And this is the last thing that I would have expected to see her name pop up in. We've got Jake Paul taking on Anthony Joshua soon. I think that's a closer fight than Katie Taylor versus Ronda Rousey would be. So, interested to see where this goes.
You are? Yeah, I think this is a bad idea. I think it's a bad idea. Her first loss was getting knocked out in MMA.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It was a head kick, but it was by a former boxing world champion, Holly Holm.
Yeah.
As well. And I mean, if this is like an exhibition, then it's one thing. You know, if this is for publicity, but I cannot imagine this being a legitimate sporting contest. Like, Katie Taylor would wax her.
Well, it says on the front page here that they're in active negotiations for the fight, and no other details were provided other than a source noted that Netflix was interested. So it sounds like they're just going to be making an impossible amount of money to do whatever this is. And I don't see it going well for her in the fight. I see it going well for her financially. So, I mean, I've heard the way Ronda Rousey spends money. I mean, I don't think she needs to ever do anything again. But, hey, that's the latest.
Sometimes that fire burns. You know what I mean? You got to stoke the flames.
But usually it's the fire of something you've done your whole life. Like, hey, I'm going to come back to judo, or I want to do one more MMA exhibition or whatever. She wants to come back. She wants to start boxing. Start.
Yeah. I could see her going back and actively grappling and, you know, being at a high level, maybe even like winning in Abu Dhabi or something like that. But this is a, I don't know. It's a tough task. That's for sure.
All right, let's do the quick update on the World Tag League. Jeremy Finestone, speaking of strong style, this is updated as of today. So night three, we had Monster Sauce beat Finley and Hiromu. Newman and the Great Okan beat Shota and Yuya when Callum stomped Shota. Ren Narita and Sonata beat Ryohei Oiwa and Zack Sabre Jr. And the Knockout Brothers beat Tanahashi and ELP. They are having a bad tournament. Night four, we had Drill and Shingo War Dragons beat Chase Owens and Yujiro. It's a great name, by the way. Shingo War Dragons. I don't care what it actually is. I like Shingo War Dragons. Evil and Don Fale beat Taichi and Satoshi Kojima. El Desperado and Shuji Ishikawa beat Bishamon. And Gabe Kidd and Yota Tsuji beat Bolton Oleg and Toru Yano. I heard Gabe Kidd match was very good, and I heard the Knockout Brothers and Tanahashi and ELP was very good, for those of you who want to watch some of these. For Block B,
I'm
night
four. Fighting every urge in my body to not say the Jamaican slang that I have been forbidden from uttering on the airwaves that Yudo Ice so often gives before he hits his running knee in the corner.
Yuya and Shota beat Monster Sauce night four. Knockout Brothers beat Khan and Newman. Ren and Sonata beat Hiromu and Finlay, and ELP and Tanahashi beat Zack Sabre Jr. and Oiwa. So the standings are...
Blood fire.
In A block at 6 points, Desperado and Shuji Ishikawa, Yota Tsuji and Gabe Kidd, and Evil and Don Fale. They're all tied for first place. Bishamon, War Dragons, and Yano and Bolton... all 4 points. Taichi and Kojima, 2 points. And Yujiro and Chase Owens have got no points. I don't think it's looking good for them. Then for the B block, in the lead is Ren Narita and Sonata. They have 6 points. No one else does. Tied for fourth, Shota and Yuya, Finley and Hiromu, Knockout Brothers, Zack and Oiwa, Okan and Newman, and Monster Sauce. And they have 2 points, but that's it. Tanahashi and ELP. Not looking good for them either, but maybe they can make a big comeback. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Tom, what did you think of War Games?
Nonplussed.
Yeah, kind of felt that way myself.
I actually had to take a break in between.
What do you mean?
Well,
did you watch it live?
I was watching on like an hour or so delay. And then after watching the women's match and then the John Cena and Dom spectacle, and then they put out Nikki Bella and Stephanie Vaquer, I was just... I'd watched SmackDown earlier that day. I was done.
It's too much?
Yeah.
You go back and watch the main event later?
Oh, of course I did. I went back the next morning, and ironically enough, despite conventional thought and wisdom that has been spread around, I rather enjoyed this Nikki Bella and Stephanie Vaquer match. I actually think it was my favorite thing on the whole show, but
there always has to be something where you do this.
No, I'm being serious.
Explain to me how Stephanie and Nikki was your favorite thing on the show.
Let me pull up my notes
okay. From
that, and I will tell you word for word what I wrote down.
I get concerned about you sometimes.
This was my favorite match on the show thus far. It was like ... They just had a match with no BS and someone won. Hell yeah.
And it was bad and nobody cared and Nikki looked completely lost and there was no heat. Tom, that was the worst match on the show.
I disagree.
Okay.
I enjoyed that match more than I enjoyed anything else on the show.
I'm afraid you're objectively wrong.
I'm sick of watching the same stuff over and over.
Bro.
Okay?
That John Cena Dom match was like, yes, it was a lot of smoke and mirrors because you really want to see Dominic Mysterio and John Cena just have a straight wrestling match for 20 minutes? Really?
I'd rather watch Nikki Bella stare at Stephanie Vaquer for seconds repeatedly.
Well, we got
the match
in the corner.
Then a bunch of smoke and mirrors like I've been fed for an entire year in these John Cena matches.
Why do you even watch wrestling then? It's like that's all wrestling is. I guess
you want me to answer this
one? You
can
go watch the Continental Classic, I guess. There's no interference or whatever.
If it was up to me, you know what I'd be watching right now?
And Turkish Oil Wrestling, I got it.
No, I did watch some of it yesterday. I'd be watching the Enochism era from early 2000s. So I could smarten up some of these fools.
Destroyed New Japan? Yeah, it was great. That was great. So listen, am I going to run over the card then since you're in a crabby mood? I'll be happy to.
Those crowds look pretty freaking packed if you ask me.
We had Women's War Games, Charlotte, Alexa, Rhea, Io, and AJ versus Asuka, Kairi, Lash Legend, Becky, and Nia Jax. So as noted, the women had the man advantage or the woman advantage. And so... You know, it just died like it did last year because the psychology's all backwards. Charlotte and Asuka started, and they just had like a low-level SmackDown match. Io Sky is in next, so it's 2-on-1 versus the heels, although they did try to get rid of Charlotte to have a 1-on-1 match for a while. And then Becky came in to even the odds, and so in a fair fight, you know, the heels are just beating them up. And then Alexa Bliss comes in. She got a big pop at least. and they all ran wild and hugged and everything like that. Then Kyrie came in, and it's just like there'd be a big pop for somebody's entrance. There'd be a big pop for a spot or two, and then the fans would just like not watch the match. And then AJ Lee came out. She got a big pop. Nia was in next to play Monster Heel. Surprise is one of your favorite match because Nia was in it. And then Rhea Ripley came out. Huge pop. Had a bunch of gimmicks.
Hold on. Rhea Ripley came out in her mask, inspired by Art the Clown from the film Terrifier 3.
Well, yeah. Also inspired by her broken nose. Yeah. And then, actually, when I said Rhea finally came out, I normally the babyface comes out last, but I forgot that the babyface had the advantage. So, actually, the last person out was Lash Legend, who got zero reaction whatsoever. And at that point, the match beyond began, which they don't call it that. And it was all right. I will say,
pedestrian at best.
The last 2 minutes of this were very good. It was Io putting the trash can on her head and diving off the top of the cage.
That was insane.
And then Becky, like all the heels are dead, and so Becky chooses to flee rather than die, but they catch her. And then Rhea gave her the riptide. AJ put her in the Black Widow, submitted her. And so, yeah, the last 3 minutes were good, but the rest of this was 40 minutes.
You missed
40 minutes.
Mean little Alexa Bliss punching her in the face as well.
Yeah, 40 minutes was too long for this match, brother.
My favorite strike in wrestling. Alexa Bliss makes a mean face and then punches you
yeah.
with all of her might.
All 5 pounds of might, yes.
All right.
I don't have anything
Cena.
I don't have anything against Alexa Bliss, but I mean, for years now, I cannot take her seriously because when you're that size, you should be Rey Mysterio. But she is Brock Lesnar, which doesn't make sense because she's 5 feet tall and like 90 pounds. So I have a rough time taking that seriously, but that's what they want to do, so it's not my promotion. But this was too long, and like the intervals were supposed to be 3 minutes, but they kept stretching them out longer. You know, this match didn't need longer intervals, so I gave it 2.25. It's being generous, probably, but that's what I thought. Then we had my favorite match on the show: John Cena and Dominic Mysterio. This match had incredible heat. It's John Cena's final pay-per-view match ever. So they pulled out all the stops. They did all the smoke and mirrors because he's John Cena and he's old and he can't get hurt before his last match.
They did such a spectacular job trying to recreate the ill-fated Solo Sikoa catching Penta in a Frankenstein or off the barricade spot. And, I mean, it looked like almost worse than what happened to Penta. John Cena dumped poor Dominic right on the back of his head, it looked like. And that actually wasn't even the worst neck bump that we saw the entire night.
You know what is amazing about that Penta spot and this Dom spot? So when Penta got hurt, like, at first I couldn't figure out how. I mean, I knew it was from the Hurricane Rana, but like I went back and I watched it over and over again, and it was like, he didn't land that hard.
Landed right on his shoulder in a bad way with your arm kind of crunched up.
But you couldn't see it in the angle that they had. So, and then, I don't know if you know this or not, Tom. I won't go into all the details, okay? But I know of at least one instance where Penta claimed he was hurt because he didn't want to do a job. And that was brought to my attention Monday. Like, are you sure that guy's really hurt? And it turns out he was really hurt. But I know there was skepticism. And when I watched it, I did think, I mean, I don't know. The point of this is,
hey, sometimes, you know,
the fake injury.
Penta and Fenix have been known to do what they want.
Yes, they have been known to do what they want. So the point is, the fake injury with John Cena and Dom looked 10 times more devastating than the actual Penta injury. That I bought it hook, line, and sinker. I mean, Dom goes for Hurricane Rana, but like Cena doesn't take the bump. He just kind of stumbles and he drops this guy right on his shoulder and neck, and he immediately stops. And then the ref comes out, and John just goes in the ring and kind of sits there, and he has got that John Cena face. I was like, oh, my God. He just killed this guy.
Well.
And the fans are booing, and they think it's over.
I knew it was a work, Brian, because I recognized the doctor that they sent out there. Because they
had a gimmick doctor.
They use a local SoCal indie worker, CJ Tino.
Man.
Mr. 550-pound deadlift himself.
Wow.
Was out there working as the doctor. And I was like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't possess the required medical credentials to be in this position.
Wow.
Turns out I was right.
Roxanne and Raquel hit the ring and beat up John Cena, which was something to see. And then Dom jumps to his feet and the place goes wild. And he hits the ring and he hits the 619 and he hits the frog splash, at which point the referee says, "You are lying! I'm not going to count." And the fans turn on the referee.
Right. Great job by the ref. I was watching this with one of my friends and he goes, "What? That's not illegal." And I said, you know what? That referee had every right to count Dom out in that situation if he wanted to, but he went and checked on him. So I think that was a great call by the referee, which, you know, we've been lambasting these referees for weeks and weeks on NXT, WWE. This was a great job, a great call by the ref. Although, hey,
after the break, I'll tell you an even better call by a lucha referee I saw one day. But anyway, John Cena then makes his comeback, and then JD and Finn hit the ring after the referee takes a bump. They go after him, but he ends up hitting them with a double AA. And then Liv Morgan's music hit. I knew this was going to happen. She comes out, and she acts like she's going to hug Dom, but instead she slaps him. She then jumps into John Cena's arms, gives him a hug, but then the camera catches her with the John Cena mean face that he gave at whatever that show was, WrestleMania. And then she gives him the low blow, just like he did when he turned heel. And then Dom hit the 619 and the frog splash and got the pin and the title.
It was Elimination Chamber. It was
great! Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time, that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Should mention, today is the last day of our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. If you want to get discounts on subscriptions, head to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com or my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, and all the information is there. Don't miss out. You can get a three-month subscription. It'll take you through the Royal Rumble and more, and a big discount on a year as well. So head up there, WrestlingObserver.com.
So Cyber Monday, huh?
Yeah.
ASL?
So this Lucha ref once, one of my favorite finishes ever. So one of the most devastating moves in all of Lucha Libre is the foule, the dreaded foule. You low blow the guy. So there was this, I think it was in CMLL. They're doing this match, and one of these guys does like the Eddie Guerrero gimmick. He fakes a foul. He pretends the other guy fouled him. But the referee figured it out, and he disqualified the man for lying. You lied, therefore you lose. That was it. All he did was lie. The referee determined that he was now the loser. And that was the end of the match. He got disqualified for lying.
Well, I mean, if this were a legitimate sporting contest.
We need more of that in this business. Stephanie and Nikki, Stephanie won. And what do you want to say about the war game? Men's war games.
Oh, that's what you have to say about that match?
Men's war games match. We had lots to talk about today. We got a lot to get into.
What do I have to say about the men's war games match? Brian.
You said you were going to lose it.
I know. I'm trying not to.
Lose it on what?
You got to be kidding me.
What?
They get everybody in there. Or they get the you got Bron Breakker, you got the Vision, you got Bronson Reed,
match,
you got all them.
The match
you
is
got all them in there. Listen.
Okay.
I don't even want to go through the whole match if you're trying to get past it. They're beating down Jimmy Uso. Jey Uso comes out. He starts making his comeback. They hit the 1D on Logan Paul, and then Jey Uso looks around.
Oh, my God.
And they play his music again. They start eating. The babyface team has this match in control. We are talking war games. This is a blood feud. This is supposed to be the culmination of all of the hatred that we've seen over the past year between these 10 guys or these 8 guys who are in there at this point. And instead, what do we get? They hate Drew McIntyre so much. They hate Bronson Reed so much. They hate Bron Breakker so much. They hate Logan Paul so much that they decide to dance. They yeet, 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 yeet. Now, not only is this stupid, but strategically, this is the absolute worst time that they could have done this. Because who's coming out next? Yeah, the anchor of the team. You know what I do when the biggest, baddest guy is about to enter the ring? I start dancing. You know, I don't pay attention to the other guys who are in there. You don't want to beat up the other 4 guys and incapacitate them so that you can go after this one monster who's about to come in. No, they're dancing. And what happens? Brock Lesnar's music hits. And he, thank God, destroys everyone. They deserve everything that they get. These idiots deserve it. He suplexes them all around. Gives them all F5s. These guys are geeks beyond belief. CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Jimmy Uso, you didn't have to dance. You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to yeet with this guy, but you did. And now you are The geeks! The geeks of the weeks! The geeks of the month! The geeks! The biggest geeks I've seen this year! Brock Lesnar gets in there, wrecks shop, kills them all! And as far as I'm concerned, that's how the match ended.
Man. I didn't mind.
Oh, stupid!
Dude, I didn't mind it at all.
What?
You want to know why?
This is...
I'll tell you
because
why.
They got it. They
no.
got what they deserved.
No.
They got what was coming to them.
Tom, this is War Games followed by the match beyond. They don't bill it that way, but that's what it is. People enter the ring at intervals, and the match cannot end until everybody is in the cage, okay? So, at that point that you just flipped your lid about, well, they had just destroyed all of the heels. They beat them down. They smashed them. They left them for dead. There are heel bodies strewn everywhere. And the baby faces can't win. They can't pin any of those bodies. They can't submit any of those bodies. They literally can't do anything. So their choices are, well, we can stomp on them a little more for no reason whatsoever, or let's give these 40,000 fans
right.
that
when
paid
stomped,
four figures
just,
for tickets.
You
let's
just recover
yeet.
Immediately. Usually when I get stomped, there's bruises, you're beaten, you're battered. You're acting like these guys are just going to pop up a second later. Yeah, you go over and you keep putting the boots to these clowns.
No.
Yes. And then what you do?
Like
you wait. Then you know what you do? You wait for Brock Lesnar to get in there and you all attack him at once. You don't go after him one at a time so he can run roughshod through you guys. Give me a break.
Hey, if you want to complain about that, go for it. But this yeet party.
The number one soldier, Jey Uso, he wants to be known as the number one soldier in War Games.
This yeet party in the middle of War Games was exactly the same as Jey yeeting before the match begins, because the match, in fact, had not begun yet. Now you know how I feel talking about how awesome that Nikki Bella-Stephanie match was. That's
revenge. You're so absolutely wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, by your logic, they should all just enter and stand up against the cage and not touch until the match starts. What's the point? What's the point in hitting each other? What's the point in doing any of that? The match hasn't started.
Well, they you're missing the point, Tom. They did hit each other. They did beat up all the heels, and they left them all for dead.
They beat them up so badly that they lost the match later on. So thank
now,
you.
I will say that if the match had started, if the actual match beyond had begun and they had stopped to dance, I'd be on your side. But that didn't happen. Once everyone was in the cage, it became an all-out wild brawl with gimmicks and this, that, and the other. And I actually thought the last few minutes was very good until I thought the finish sucked. Some hooded person just scales the cage, hits a super kick, stomps CM Punk, leaves, and then Braun pins this guy with a spear. And I just thought, after all that violence, some hooded bloke hits two moves and CM Punk, the world champion, is beaten. That was stupid. It was Austin Theory, everybody. He's back. They obviously wanted you to think it was Seth, but it's not. And that was that. So for WrestleMania, it looks like the planned matches are CM Punk and Braun Breaker, I think. I don't even know who. But I know it's Roman and Cody. That's the one I can't believe. They're actually doing that match. They're doing Roman and Cody in a WrestleMania main event for the fourth time in 3 years. Or the third time in 4 years.
I know that's what Dave said, but that's not even that's not what I got from it at all. I thought they were going to do a three-way.
Hey, it's possible. We got two nights of WrestleMania.
I thought we're looking at Braun Breaker and Cody for one belt and then a three-way for the other one, but I don't know.
We might do a three-way for the other one, because I don't think we need another Cena-Roman one-on-one. But that's what he
says. Cena-Roman? I hope we don't get that.
Or
that would be a big departure.
For the love of God. But hey, you know what? I will say this. Dave pretty much got everything exactly as it went for this Survivor Series. Austin Theory was in the main event. Lash Legend was in the main event. Obviously, there were changes based on Seth getting hurt.
But Jacob Fatu also injured.
Jacob is injured, yeah. They also, you know, he actually he was told that Cena was winning, which thank God he didn't. This is the way it should have been done. He puts over Dom, and then he beats Gunther. Perfect. That's the ending of the story. Great. So hopefully that's the way they go.
What a weird match we are getting tonight with Gunther and Solo Sikoa.
Okay, so hold on a second. Hold on a minute. So the official Raw lineup, unless something has changed in the last 30 minutes, they actually haven't announced. This is like, you know how they announced this tournament, but then they deliberately didn't do brackets for like 3 weeks just to irritate me? Even though they could have just put the graphics on the screen, it was like, we're not gonna just because we're not, okay? Well, they've announced that SmackDown is the finals of the tournament, okay? That means these semifinals have to be tonight. Yet as of 45 minutes ago, they had only announced Dragon Lee and AJ versus The New Day. Why didn't we announce the finals or the semifinals yesterday?
Brian.
Yes. Did they just do it?
It says it right below that. It says Jey Uso and LA Knight battle.
Where?
The last time.
Where are you looking?
WWE.com.
Okay, so it was just added within the last half hour. Why wasn't this announced on Saturday or Sunday?
Jey Uso and LA Knight will collide in the semifinals of the Last Time Is Now tournament. Don't miss all the action of Raw tonight. Gunther and Solo Sikoa clash in the Last Time Is Now tournament semifinals. Don't miss all the action of Raw tonight.
Okay, so they just added it
on Netflix.
My question is why they didn't add it earlier. It's ridiculous. So anyway. Okay, yeah, that is weird. Gunther and Solo Sikoa, which, by the way, was the plan. It was never going to be Gunther and Penta. So, Penta was scheduled to lose. Continental Classic on Collision, we had Pac and Speedball Mike Bailey, which Pac won. It was freaking awesome. Probably the best match of the weekend. That match was so good. And then we had, there was another match as well. Where are we here? Roderick Strong at Takeshita, which Takeshita won, which was very good. But the issue was the crowd was kind of dead. They were 4 hours into a taping, probably longer because of all the overruns and everything like that. So that one was kind of tough. And then Eddie Kingston beat Shibata with just like he booted him and hit a DDT and pinned him. And, you know, the announcers are talking about how, oh, you know, Shibata had that head injury in 2018. But it was like, as a match, it was like, what was that finish? And the crowd was baffled. And then Eddie did the promo of the year, challenging Samoa Joe for a title match at Winners Coming December 10th. So that was the highlights of Collision. And anything you want to mention from SmackDown here in the next minute or two?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the big highlight, I thought, was the main event, the traditional Survivor Series elimination match, which I always love to see these. I wish that they would actually pop up on the Survivor Series show themselves, but we were lucky we got one here on SmackDown. And in what I thought was a huge upset, really, although when you look at the booking and with Solo Sikoa facing Gunther tonight, it makes sense. But the last man standing from either team, the solo man at the end,
wow,
was Solo Sikoa himself.
Well, you know, that's a big win going into that match with
pinned
Gunther.
Sami Zayn clean.
Yeah.
With the Samoan spike. And then afterwards, we had the always crowd pleasing emergence of the Wyatt Six. This time, Uncle Howdy was there. And he gave Solo a Sister Abigail to end the show. So I don't know if we'll see the Wyatt Six tonight on Raw. You know, playing spoiler to Solo Sikoa, but hey, crowd love to see him on Friday.
So the lineup for Raw, besides that tag title match in the tournament, we don't know. NXT tomorrow's got the Women's Iron Survivor Challenge Summit. I'm excited for that one.
I'm sure that'll go well.
The Culling explains their betrayal of Tatum Paxley. This needs an explanation 2 weeks after it happened. Josh Briggs and Tavion Heights, which I feel I've seen 50 times, and Miles Bourne, Joe Hendry, Leon Slater, and Javon against Dark State.
Yeah, Tavion actually pinned Josh Briggs with like a belly-to-belly just weeks ago, didn't he?
Yeah, why are we doing this match again? You got Wednesday off here. You're switching with Lance, right?
Would you rather have them job Javon out to one of them?
Well, I mean, it's going to happen, so who cares? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here. So Wednesday we also got Dynamite with more tournament matches. John Moxley, Claudio Blue League match. Pac and Okada in a Gold League match. And Kyle Fletcher and Kevin Knight. So we're guaranteed great wrestling on Wednesday night, and probably an angle with Moxley and Claudio, even if it's subtle.
The CMLL heavyweight champion, Claudio Castagnoli.
That's right. He won the title this weekend. He stole it from Will Hobbs. Will Hobbs wanted that shot. Claudio just walked in and took it. Claudio's a perfect guy to work CMLL. He's an awesome base. He's worked with tons of luchadors. Plus, I think Gran Guerrero, what, did he defend the title like 4 times in 3 years or something crazy like that? It's fine. And then also we've got tag team title tournament semis. Tony Storm and Mina versus Marina and Megan Bain. Hardcore holiday deathmatch. The return of the barbed wire Christmas tree. I've been waiting 15 years for that, Tom. 15 years. Well, brother, I hope to see you tomorrow. If not, I'll see you when I see you. We got some schedule changes coming up this week, everybody, but we'll make it work. And that's it, everybody. We're going to wrap it up for today. Don't forget the Cyber Monday special, WrestlingObserver.com. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave, talk Raw and all the news. And a bunch of shows are up this weekend as well you should check out. So that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.